I think it's really important for their comfort as a teacher and the student's learning experience that they understand the cyclical nature of behavior, because good teaching, good discipline all can begin much, much earlier in managing behavior problems. It's much easier to deal with the child when you're starting to notice some simple signs of agitation than it is to manage a child who's completely gone ballistic in your classroom. So it allows teachers to intervene much earlier when it's easier to get behavior to shift back on track than it is to wait until the consequences become much more deleterious in terms of people getting hurt or feelings really hurt. For example, if you saw that a child was showing some signs of agitation, we can redirect that child at that point and say something along the lines of, I noticed you're struggling a little bit. You know, would you like to take a break? Or maybe there's not even that dialogue. Maybe you notice as a teacher that this child's struggling at this point. Maybe they're pencil tapping or their eyes are darting around. They're looking a little agitated. You could simply write a note saying, you know, please hold this child for 2 minutes, sign here, and send him back to my classroom. And then you'd staple that shut and then say, hey, Mark, could you go run this to Mrs. Whomever next door? And then it will give him a respectful break. It's not like you're saying in front of the whole class, it looks like you're about to lose it, so I need you to leave. But if you were to try that same strategy when the child is really gaining momentum and accelerating or in a peak stage, they would respond much less favorably. It would be more verbally hostile, more likely to view your comments as being confrontational. And that's not going to work at that phase. So how you intervene is different at each of these phases. So you have to recognize the characteristics so you know what strategies to use.